Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and we're in part two with Katie Bach, who's a good friend of Kathy's, and she's had a great, wonderful story of how she came, to know Christ, and then with a heart to hear God's voice. And the neat thing, and I'd just like to highlight this for everybody: Kathy got connected at their church, and you guys sounds like you spent a lot of time together, just the two of you.
We do.
Yeah. and the way it worked, and this is what really walking together was, is that Katie said, I'm starting to learn this, and I got a lot of questions. And she and Kathy would just walk through it. And what Kathy demonstrated, which is what we're trying to show everybody, is this is not a system. This is not a program. Kathy didn't give her a book and say, go read the book and good luck. It's, let's just walk together. What's happening today? What are you thinking? What are you experiencing? I'll walk with you. And Kathy's not giving her answers. She's just leading her to the one that has the answers in a way that she could hear it. Mm-hmm. And now she's on a journey of hearing God's voice. And it's very exciting. So Katie, it's really good to have you again and hear all this. We'd love to hear, as you talked last time about abiding and your time with God and time with the Word, and including time with your children. As you're looking at discerning God's will and receiving wisdom and having promises, talk us about your experience with that, how you've approached it, including I know that you said you're going through a period of waiting. And I think that would be good to talk about amongst your discussion. So, because we all wonder about that is, wait a minute. I thought you said something. It ain't happening. What do we do with that? So, if you'd like to just kind of share where you'd like to start with that, and we'll take it.
And feel free to share the journey of that without sharing all the details of it if you desire.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
So I think the first time I really sat down and was like, hey, God, what are the promises that you have for me? I sat down with Kathy and I just remember asking her, hey, like I hear like God has promises for you, but explain that to me. And she was like, well, there's like something like 7,000 promises within like the Bible. And I was like, whoa, like, we don't have time to like go through like every single one. So I started to really walk through like some of like the automatic promises. And I think the first time, was it like the shepherds, something to do with like, it was
probably in Ezekiel.
Yeah. So I think it was whatever that's called, but you had me read through like a certain number of verses, and like whichever one was highlighted to me, stick with that and then cross-reference and then kind of like zoom out a little bit and see what verses are highlighted to me, cross-reference that. And so I took that back to you, and that was kind of like the start point of like, okay, let's talk about some promises. This is kind of like what I saw and heard. And I really dug into that for a while, but then I like got a hunger for more. And I was like, well, let's get specific, and really just like sat in that. So I kind of like wrote down what I thought God was saying and just like left it there and just was like, okay, well, like these are the promises I think you've spoken over my life. And if you have any like verses to go along with that, then let's do this. So I kind of, that was like the start point of it. Through that, he's just, God's highlighted a lot of verses on waiting, and just with the specific word wait, and those who wait patiently on the Lord. And so I was like, all right, I think I'm in like a waiting period, because like there's some things that like I'm hoping for, or like that, you know, I think he promised me that haven't been fulfilled yet. So I just really like sat on that prayerfully, just anticipating and just really like looking forward to like, okay, you know, some things that like he's promised me was that my husband will be saved. He's not a believer in God. And I struggle with that because I have such a hunger for God. And I was like, I just want everybody around me to like have the same hunger. And like, no matter who it is or what it is. I'm like, you guys got to get on this because it's exciting. And, you know, it's a journey that I feel like everybody should just want to be on. So he wasn't so receiving of that. So like, there's been a lot of verses that God's really highlighted to me that just like promises of like, no, this is going to happen, but not now. So, and like, I think initially I struggled with that a lot because like I just tried to like almost like win him over with like convincing my husband like, well, you should come to church. And he's like, well, I just don't believe in that stuff. And I'm like, okay. One thing that was like really cool was early on, I was like not able to sleep in the middle of the night and I was just awake and tossing and turning. And I just heard 1 Peter 3 in my head. And that was the first time that God really like highlighted a verse to me. And I don't know if you really want me to like read it or go into it, but I think it's more or less 1 Peter 3 reads, wives, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. When they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. And it goes on to explain how like Sarah obeyed Abraham, but she feared the Lord. And I think digging deeper, like I did a deep dive into that, and I was just like, oh, like God wants me to really just be more like him. And that's how PJ will kind of come to the Lord, or, you know, even with, yeah. So I think that was kind of like the first time that I was like, and it like spoke specifically to like, if your husband doesn't believe. And I was like, that's exactly.
That was
like,
such it rhema just, for you, right?
It hit the nail on the head, right? And then, so I got really like excited about it. I was like, oh, like if I just like, I'm really into the word and like really following God, then like this is going to happen, right? So then it was when I was doing the dishes one day, like randomly, I was there and I was like kind of like discouraged. I was like, okay, like I'm really like, I have this fire for God, but like PJ still doesn't come to church. So I was sitting there doing the dishes one day and I heard a voice say, I really love that you're so passionate about PJ's salvation, but I need you to want me for your sake. Like, I want a relationship with you, not because you want it for somebody else. Mm. And I was like, man, I felt real I felt real called out. And I was like, okay, so let's rewind and let's go back to the basics. And I think that was like a turning point of building a stronger relationship with God. And I really started to just want him because I want him, not because I want anybody else. I think that was like more authentic and the response that God was looking for than my checklist of trying to do it a different way, yep. Really in my own way, not his.
Yep. And as you heard that, what did that feel like? What did you receive? Because when we talk about God's will, it's unique to you, unique to a person. You're processing stuff, led to a verse, you know, that's God's trying to show you. But now he gave you what's called rhema. Specifically, here's something I have to say to you personally. How did you receive that? How did you process that? And why was that so important to you to have him say that to you?
Yeah, so I think that it was a lot of me breaking down that specific verse. Like initially when I looked it up, I had never heard this verse before. And it had never, like, if I had, it hadn't stuck with me in the way that it did in the middle of the night that night. I think it meant so much to me. Like personally, I was like, wow, this is like everything that I'm waiting for, everything that has to do with my life right now. Like, so I think that I just had this feeling in my heart that I was just like, okay, like God's really trying to talk to me right now. Let me sit in this verse. I did a ton of cross-referencing. I did a lot of like praying. And I think that started just a spark in my mind of just like, okay, now whatever verse makes me think of this, like stick with that. And like, really just like be open to God highlighting more of that. And I think that another huge thing that has helped is like just building community and, you know, having Kathy to like really bounce questions off of, or even just like encouragement. I'm like, you know, I was feeling really down about this, but then I just read this verse and it really like made me feel so much better. Just having somebody to kind of bounce that off of, or like questions of like, you know, I'm still waiting, but then like Kathy or, you know, someone else just being like, okay, but remember that God's promise to you was X, Y, Z, stick with that and just remember that. So like, even when I don't really remember writing something down, having someone to really like stick with that, or like, you know, remind me of that.
The other thing I think, if you want to talk into a little bit, is there have been places and spaces in the waiting where God has given you instruction that doesn't direct, you know, you're not to the promise yet, but in the waiting, there have been, it's not just this passive waiting. He has grown you a lot and challenged you a lot, but then also ask for some steps that he said, okay, this is how I want you praying. This is what I want, that sort of thing that you've been responsive to. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? What that journey in the, you know, we always talk about the liminal space between what is currently and what is promised. And so much of our spiritual growth takes place in that liminal space as we walk with him step by step. So maybe speak into a little bit of that. And what some of your growth in that has been, and some of the steps of obedience that he's walked you into.
Yeah, so I think one of the ways that he's really grown me in that is like certain passages that have really been highlighted to pray specifically, like one thing is really just like being a light, and God's really like highlighted light specifically, like his light and like my light to the Gentiles, and, you know, just really highlighting certain verses that then prompt me to be like, okay, like this is how I can really hone in on what God's doing and how he wants me to participate. And I think that like in doing the prayer, I don't know what it's called, but the prayer, well, we did in like small group.
Oh, the small group study from like the one from John Mark Comer. Is that what
you're
talking about? Yeah.
Yeah. So,
the practice of prayer, kind of.
Yeah.
Like working on the practice of prayer
Really working on like building up like specifics on just like prayer practice in general, and like really just, you know, going from just being like, okay, hey God, like thank you for all the blessings, and you know, I pray for my family, and just being very like general to like, okay, very specific, like this is how I want you to pray. I've highlighted this, and this can relate to this person. And I think one of the other things too is like, I think God's really pulled me into like more like a intercessory prayer for people. And like, he's highlighted certain people on my mind, and like, you know, simple things like, oh, I'm highlighting this person. I'll reach out to them and be like, is there any way that I can like pray for you? And them being like, oh my goodness, this, you know, I just had like this one person I reached out to. She's like, I just had like brain surgery. And I'm like, oh my goodness, like I'll be praying for you. And like her just being so grateful of like, wow, like I'm so glad that you reached out to me. I don't know what God's doing with that, but you know, I pray that he takes that person from like a one to a three, however he's having me be part of their journey, just being open to that and like not being afraid to really like give in.
Have you had any other decisions that you've tried to understand or direction that God has given you as you've sought his will that you could share with us?
Yeah, so kind of an interesting and like a big decision was my husband and I were deciding on whether or not we should move to Texas or like move, have like a big move in general. And Texas was like a random place that like popped up on my husband's radar. And I was like, you know, I've never been there. Let's go and visit. And in sharing with a lot of people, they were like, you can't move. That's crazy. Like, you'll be too far away. Like, my family's like, you have no support there. There's absolutely nothing there. And like, I think that it was interesting because I went from like growing up, like family is number one. I could never live away from them, to then God highlighting like, hey, you have a husband and a family, and like I'm asking you to like be submissive to that. And to really like honor your husband and your family and, you know, with all the, like all the little steps along the way of God, like really weeding out like certain family members that like I wasn't as dependent on, or opening up certain like job opportunities like for my husband to transfer down there to just random ways, like Texas was highlighted to us. And I was like, you know what? I think it's more than just like a random decision. So like, let's pray on it. And I feel like God was really just getting me to a point of like full surrender, of just me being okay to like live that far away from family and friends and a church that I'm like obsessed with. And, you know, I've built this whole community and like we have everything here in the Northeast, but just trying to get to a point where I was that dependent on God, and wherever he was going to lead me, he was going to provide for me. And it wasn't until we went down there a second time that I was like, you know what? If this is God's will, this is where I need to be, and he'll provide for me. And it was like a light switch went off, and I was just like, wow, like we could do this, because if God's in it, he'll be there for us and with us and everything in between. And then we went down there, and it was kind of like, there wasn't this full on, like, go ahead, like, I want you to go. So I think he was just trying to get me to the point of full surrender. And I think right. It wasn't until that trip that I came back, and I feel like I have like this new on fire for God. That's like, okay, like you got me, you got my attention, you got my heart where you want it to be. Now, whatever you want me to do, like it, if it's in your will, then let's do this.
Are you still, are you guys still thinking about Texas, or where is that at?
No, I mean, I'll say not yet. There wasn't like an
app. Lingers on the radar.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't really know what God has in store, but I think that for now, we've decided that, you know, here is where we need to be. And he opened up some opportunities for us now living in Byfield. And I think that he just kind of wanted us to like, just be surrendered and be willing to make those moves. And then, you know, whatever he's working out here, I think that this is where we need to be.
Yeah,
it was beautiful to watch like all of that journey, because there were details all along the way of God highlighting things and watching Katie not back away from it, but to press in and really, okay, God, what do you have to say about this? Okay, what do you have to say about this? And watching him bring her heart to full surrender. And I think there were limited voices around her, but there was, you know, community so important, at least a handful of people around her saying, you know, yes, if this is, we would rather you be here, but if we would also much rather you be where God wants you to be.
Right.
And you leaned into that, you pressed into that and really sought what God was looking for. And I think maybe I'm misspeaking, but I think, you know, you are still open to, if God does that down the road, it's still highlighted a little bit out there. But in this moment, you have seen him say, you know, look, right now, this is where I want you. This is what you're doing. Just walk with me step by step and take this surrender and this posture of surrender into everything. And I've seen that play out. It's been beautiful to watch.
Yeah. And the key, you know, as we look at God's will, and you mentioned it, is that he really asks all of us, are you willing to follow me? Regardless of what you think you would like, how about are you willing to follow me? And it's wonderful to hear, you know, that you are willing to go to that point. Yeah, I do want to follow you. And if it means different than what I thought, I'm willing to go. And that's called true surrender, neutrality. And then the other piece of that is, if God wants to have you move to a certain, you know, down a certain path, he'll make it crystal clear to you. And that, you know, you didn't hear, or it didn't come together to say, yeah, I want you to go to Texas. And when you didn't hear that, you actually, interesting enough, didn't try to keep forcing it. You just said, okay, it didn't come about. It wasn't crystal clear. If God's in it, it would all come together. And you said you would have gone. But he said, I'm just seeing if you're willing to go. Well, you're not going right now. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the life of God's will. And it sounds like you're in a grateful, joyful place with that.
Yeah, I think I was a little relieved when that was the case. I was talking with Kathy. I'm like, I hope this is what God's doing, is just getting me to surrender. And like, maybe I won't be moving there. But I think that like another big thing that I wanted to highlight too is that, you know, a hard thing for me is that my husband isn't a follower of God, but, you know, he's a great guy and like he makes great decisions. And I think that like I was praying into the fact that I was like, God, even if PJ doesn't know that this is you talking, but like make it clear to him, speak in a dialect that he understands, and like let us both have come to this decision because it's your will, not because this is seems like a good opportunity or, you know, that sort of thing. So I think that I was praying a lot into that because I didn't want to have to make that decision or try to discern God's will on my own. And I think that was like a big factor because we both really didn't have like that, like, oh, this is where we belong feeling.
Sure. Yeah. One other thing I'd like to highlight, and that is that when you're seeking God's will, we call it ask, seek, and knock. And the one thing you did do is go visit. Well, that's how you seek it is, okay, well, let's go look at it. We're never afraid of truth. God could have used it, by the way, to do something spectacular and, hey, I want you to be here and here's what's going to happen. But as you're seeking it, he really didn't do that for neither you nor your husband. Because otherwise your husband would have said, hey, I'd like to really go. But he didn't really say that. He didn't feel that. Mm-hmm. And so you did the seeking piece of it. And God said, that's good. I showed you truth. You're good. You're not going to go. Okay, great. You'll have lots of other decisions to make coming up. And did you just move into a new house or apartment, or what did you move into?
Yeah, we bought a house in Newbury, Byfield, Mass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So you won't be moving anytime soon then.
Not.
No, that's good. Well, Katie, thank you so much. What a beautiful expression of walking with God. What I so appreciate is your freshness, your enthusiasm. In a way, I really sense you're in a very relaxed place of that really place where I'm willing to go, I'm willing to follow. Sure, there's things that are going on. There's an issue with waiting on something that you've described, and that's significant, but you're not in consternation about it, you know. And so thank you for sharing your heart. It came through. I pray that everybody can live that way, that the fun of living with God is nothing but spectacular. You're exhibiting that. So Heavenly Father, we pray over Katie and her family and her husband. And you know that your heart is to bring them together so that they do walk together. And there'll be a moment about that. And so thank you that she's just walking with you and understanding your will. Thank you for describing to her your answer about Texas. And now they have a new house. And so they have a whole set of new paths to walk down. I just pray that they will and that she'll continue to have great joy and great freshness of walking with you and being an example to others. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
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 Well, thanks so much for joining us, Katie. Always a joy. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us as well. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then. See you, Katie.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.